Welcome to the Crazy Fitness Guy Elite, your premier destination for transformative insights, expert guidance, and unparalleled motivation. Join Jimmy Clare, a distinguished thought leader, renowned motivational speaker, and devoted autism advocate as he shares inspiring stories, cutting-edge strategies, and actionable advice to empower you to shatter obstacles, unlock your potential, and achieve crazy amazing results.
He's worked in the construction industry for 40 years. He's also a three-time champion baseball coach. And he's currently an entrepreneur working in the investment area. And he's a co-owner of the Wellbeing Marketing Agency. Whoa, this is going to be a great conversation today. I'm looking forward to it. And I'll save my other stuff for last, just so we can get on with the show. One other thing. Why does shopping have to really just stink? For instance, I have in my current shoe size, I'm a 10, and in the hiking boot, I'm in a 10 and a half. Makes sense. I don't like shopping. I hate clothes shopping, period. I kind of like technology shopping because that's more interested in, but fashion, not my forte. But here's Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey. Okay, how you doing, Jimmy? Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks for being here. And sorry for my little rant, but I hate shopping. Do you like shopping?
Sometimes, it releases stress when I shop.
I think shopping causes me stress because it's either the other shoppers in the store don't know how to work self-checkout, or there's so many gosh darn choices, styles, and everything else. And it's like, I'm not going to prevent going into this store.
That could be stressful when they don't know how to work the desk, the front desk.
Yep. I was like, uh-oh.
Right.
So before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, how you got started, and why you got started?
Okay, so I'm born and raised in New York City. Come from a tough neighborhood growing up. I played baseball in my younger days. I was scouted by a couple of professional baseball teams. Didn't happen. That's my responsibility. It's my fault. Got into construction at a very early age. I think I was 18. I became a leader by the time I was 25. I worked with a lot of unions in New York City. I worked for a company for 18 years. And I was always a mentor. I was always a motivational speaker. And fitness was my game growing up.
That's awesome. So what made you get into baseball?
Well, baseball was like part of my therapy when I was like 11 years old. I come from a single family. My dad and mom got divorced at an early age. I got, two sisters and a brother. And baseball was my outlet, And so I fell in love with baseball. I actually was really good at it. And yeah, so it was one of my outlets of life was baseball.
That's awesome. For me, my stress reliever is karate. I like to, let's just say people have told me I have really strong kicks. And I was like, no one. I'm sorry. I was like, I'm kicking the pad. Sorry it's a little too strong, but I need to release somehow.
I'm a big UFC follower, and I see how those guys kick in the UFC.
Yeah,
it's incredible. The power behind that leg. It's incredible.
I'm like, they make it look so effortlessly. But when I do, it's like, how come my leg? And it's like, don't wear out on me now.
Right.
Feel like Jell-O at the end.
Yeah.
Those guys can get their legs really high.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, I even said to people, it's like, the only way you can get my leg up that high, you have to cut it off.
Right.
Jimmy, can you touch your toes? Cut my toes off and hand it to me, I can touch them.
All right. It's pretty awesome, man.
So, what do you need to stay? How do you Easiest to stay in to stay healthy.
Oh, okay. So I've been lifting weights and I've been exercising for over 40 years. So I'm 65 years old coming this October. I have a six pack. I still lift. I'll never change. This is my life. The key to it, you got to eat right. It's what you put in your body. So like I said, I got a six pack. I eat all healthy foods. I eat whatever I want, basically. But, you know, a few foods I stay away from. One of them is sugar.
Yeah. I finally got myself to, I lost 12 pounds since last semester in my college. And it feels really weird because I was like, this feels weird to feel 9 pounds lighter. And I was, and I'm actually currently working on a six pack at the moment. And it was kind of not always my goal, but I wanted a tighter core because last year, I know you can get back spasms whenever and however. And I did some research that this like, if you have a stronger core, you're less likely to get them. And I was like, sure. As like, it'd be better than what I experienced last year before I went to Ireland. And I was like, no, I'm not doing this ever again. It's like it was the worst back spasms ever. It's like, ow, what the hell did I, what happened? None of my doctors even know. I was like, I thought you're supposed to know everything. Don't you have a crystal ball or something? Like, no. I was like, damn.
Right. Well, having a strong core, Jimmy, it's actually the core, the nucleus of everything else. The back, your shoulders, your neck, your legs. So the core is like really the nucleus.
Yeah. It's kind of like the car's engine. When the back goes out, everything else screws up.
Right. It's a good way to have that metaphor because, you know, your body is like your car. It's like a vehicle. You know, if what you put in the vehicle is how the same way your body's going to react.
I'm like you. I stay a lot away from, I've been trying to stay away from bacon and all the processed meats. I'm a big fan of processed meats, but now if it's like in a meal here and there, like once in the blue moon, I'd be like, okay, fine. But it's not my go-to thing. People's like, what's protein? And it's like, I don't care if it's what protein is in that thing, but it's probably like a mix of, I don't even want to know.
Right. And, you know, you brought up, you know, preservatives. You know, preservatives, pesticides, you know, you got to eliminate that from your house. You know, you don't want those kind of foods in your house. You don't want those kind of foods going through your body.
Yeah. It's like I remember, and I'm not going to say what I remember from this radio station that I was listening to one day in the car, but they were talking about what hot dogs were made out of. And after just listening to it, it's like, I never want to eat a little hot dog again.
Right. Exactly. You know, or even all the fast food places, Jimmy, you know, McDonald's, Burger King, you have no idea what's in those foods. You know, people love chicken McNuggets from McDonald's. They're not even real chicken. I watched this whole episode on how they make chicken McNuggets. Forget it. If you saw the episode, you'd be like, spreading the word like I am. You know, you're just killing people. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's a reason why you don't see me at many fast food places. I might go to Chick-fil-A once in a blue moon, but even that, I mean, I'm not saying it's terrible for you, once in a blue moon, but I was like, you know what? It doesn't do it for me. I don't like going out to lunch much. I'm not a big person to have many cheap meals. Now, the occasion when I'm down the shore, I like this nice brisket sandwich that I have a cheat meal on. But before I ask you the next question, just picture this. This sandwich is like a couple of nice helpings of brisket on it. It's like it just falls apart. part in your hands when you pick it up. Nice barbecue sauce on it, coleslaw, top on a nice bun, and it's just overflowing. And I was like, you can't say no to that.
Well, once in a while as a treat, I would say, okay, good. But if you're going to eat that like every day or once a week, I'd be like, all right, you're not doing the right justice to your body.
Yeah, I know.
I agree. I mean, once in a while, you like to, I go out with my wife once in a while, we go have a piece of cheesecake. Well, we do that maybe twice a year. And that's like a treat to us. You
Yep.
know, just, we're all on a movement. The movement is stay away from unhealthy food, eat healthy food, and these are the results.
So, what made you get into health and wellness?
I got into health and wellness because growing up, I see a lot of people that were close to me. I saw the law go down, eating unhealthy. They got involved into drinking. They got involved into drugs. And when I saw the path that they were going down, I ran the other way. I said, that's not the path I want. So I always stayed in the health and wellness. I like feeling good. I like, the dopamines that you get from working out. You know, when you're training in karate, you get good dopamines, and that's what I want. I want the healthy dopamines. I don't want, the dopamines from drugs.
Yeah, for me, I got into working out because I was getting bullied for 8 years, most like 8 years of my life growing up in public school. And these bullies called me names, told me I was fat. And to be honest, I was fat growing up. It got to a point where my doctor told me I needed to lose some weight. Though I kind of thought my doctor was a little bit of a hypocrite because he was a little heavy too. And it's like, no. I was like,
Right.
don't go pointing fingers. I was like, that never ends well.
I'm sorry I wasn't your friend back then. I would have defended you.
But thank you. But, I always say to people that it was better that I defended myself because I think I had a very, very low self-esteem back then because just I knew I wasn't like the super athletic type like overall because anybody who sees me like standing on like just in person knows I have lopsided shoulders, my knees point inward, so it's not like I want to be like a big football player, basketball player. No, that's not me. Even MMA is like I like karate, but I can never go in the ring because of my spinal stenosis, and so, but I know. So I got into wellness to stand up to the bullies because when I lost the 30 pounds, I had the motivation to stand up to them. And it felt really good because I pretty much yelled, cursed, and everything else that I was not supposed to do in public school, and right into the bully's face. And it felt really good because I felt like I was on top of the world.
And plus you defended yourself,
Yeah.
even that's important. I was just telling my wife yesterday, I had a fight with the toughest kid in the school. He was a bully, and I was the only guy in the school that stood up to him, and I fought him, fist fight. He beat me. I won't deny it, but from that day forward, he became my friend, and anyone else that he was bullying, I would defend them. He would listen to me. He would respect me.
Jeez.
So it became respect, he respected me. If a guy came to me, say his name is John, and said, Chris, Chester's, he's picking on me, he's bullying me. I go talk to him, he said, won't you leave John alone? And he listened to me. So it does work. You gotta stand up for yourself in life.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me, and kind of reminds me of going to back to my high school reunion last year. I remember seeing this one guy, one of the bullies that was there, and when I stood up to him in back in 2011, he's so I made a letter very clear to stay the hell away from me, but So even though that this guy, like, he walked by me at the reunion,
Yeah.
didn't say one word to me. And I was like, I wonder if I scared him straight or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, even though I had, like, a different, like, style, hairstyles, different look, a little bit more shredded physique. I mean, not like bodybuilder material or anything, not looking for that. I'm just trying to keep lean, healthy, agile,
But
karate. And we're just like, but when he just walked by me, I was like, I wonder if he recognized me or he just like, I should stay the hell away from this guy.
yeah, he probably said that. Let me stay away from you.
Yeah. I know I would have done anything there anyway, but I was like,
Yeah. You know, most of that stuff, Jimmy, it's all in the mind. It's not how tough you are, how strong you are. It's all up here, all in the mind. That's all it is. Even with a bully, it's all in his head. Everything's in his head.
yeah, to be honest, I don't know if we also most likely probably didn't even recognize me much either because no one had name tags on each other's shirt, which was really kind of annoying because I could have maybe talked to some people that no one got to know me. Only a very few people got to know me in high school, but then the other half didn't really care to get to know me. But I was like, maybe I could have taken a leap of faith because I heard some people's names and I kind of remember the faces. But, I always felt kind of awkward if I went up to them. It was like, okay, I remember his name used to be this, but what if some guy changed his name in the years of high school and now? And then it's like, well, then I look like a total tool. So I was like, should have had name tags.
Happiness.
Oh, but they didn't. It's like, damn it. So my next question for you is, what keeps you going with working out? How do you stay motivated to keep doing what you're doing? Because I know some people who sometimes get tired doing the same old, same old, and say, no, I just do weightlifting on these, let's say, 3 days a week, and something else on the three others. It gets boring after a while.
Well, it's a great question. So here,
Right.
one of the happiest times every day in my life is when I go to the gym. I am so happy when I'm exercising. It's unbelievable, Jimmy. I put my headset on. I got all my old classic rock and roll, Led Zeppelin, just Rolling Stones. I am the happiest person in that 1 hour while I'm working out. I never dread going to the gym. I never go like, oh, I gotta go to the gym. I gotta do chest. Oh, I never do the oh. I'm always like, yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. I'm ready. So I motivate myself. And what I notice is in the last 40 years, when I'm working out, a lot of guys migrate around me. You know why? They pick up my energy, Jimmy. I have a lot of energy and they pick it up. I'm always supersetting. If I do a set of curls, I drop it, I do a set of shoulders right away. I don't sit on my phone, text, I don't take phone calls. Nobody can contact me while I'm working out. I'm sorry, that's my time. So when you're in the gym, remember, it's your time. Keep it to yourself, be motivated, and then you'll see people start migrating around you because they want your energy. And that's how I stay motivated.
For me, what I do is that even when I find something getting stale a little bit, whether it's a routine or just, yeah, we did this kind of exercise or whatnot. So I remember 1 week when I was at the shore, I was like, I'm really bored. I don't know what I want to do. And so I decided to go for a bike ride. And then the next day I decided, huh, you want to? I don't know if I want to do this either, so I just decided to do Pilates one day because it's like, do I feel like weightlifting? No. It's like, let me just switch it up.
And you know what? That's the key word, switch it up. You got to switch it up. So that's how you stay motivated. Just, you got to switch it up. So that's what I do. I always switch up routines. I don't do the same routine all the time. I switch it up. And that's the key word that you just mentioned. So I switch it up.
Yeah, I even do that in my own business because, for instance, preparing for a trip that I'm going to next month, I was kind of thinking, oh, should I re do the article first and then do the podcast, or do I do the podcast first like I always do? And then I feel like, I don't feel like doing the article or whatnot. I decided to do the article first because that's many more steps than the podcast.
Right.
And pretty much the podcast editing I can literally do in my sleep. I mean, it's not boring, but it's just like, oh, I got it down to a science. And it's like, oh, I had to cut this, like I could cut those, not only this. And where the article is like, I have to write, I have to copy and paste, I have to add images, I have to do this, blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
Right.
too many things. It's like, let's go do the tougher one first, and then let's go to the something lighter. And
Right.
was like, this was a good choice. And I was like, I might do that next time around for next month, just so I don't have to feel like, oh, I'm doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Right. I get it. I understand. But like you gotta, always like you said, you gotta just keep dedication, discipline, all of those words, patience, and everything else is just easy. I'm 65. I'm never gonna stop this. I'm gonna keep going. I was born to do this, Jimmy.
Yeah, me both. I've been working out since 2011. I have never stopped except for the days, the weeks when I've been sick. And that's like here and there, once in a blue moon. But other than that, because like, I had someone on my show the other day. He's like, yeah, you know what? As long as I'm not contagious, I go to the gym even if I'm not feeling 100%. And I was like, I'm not one of those people. And it's like, I'm one of those people who believe if my body's telling me I need to rest, I'm gonna rest.
Right.
And not mean like, oh, rest and never do anything ever again. And it's like, if you're sick and your body's telling me it's like, slow down. It's like, I'm not a robot. I can't just keep going boom, ding, boom, 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 because it's like, oh, I wish I would get a lot done.
Right. Well, I recommend 5 days on, 2 days off. You have to have the body needs rest, So that's what my regimen is, 5 days, 2 days off.
For me, I pretty much do 2 days off. I do light yoga on Saturdays just because during the week I kind of like doing something challenging just to keep up with karate and that kind of stuff and weightlifting. But then on Saturday, I know for myself that I was never always a big yoga fan until I started having those, let's just say, the back spasms last year. So I was like, okay, maybe I need to start being stretching out. And I always do some kind of warm up, but I didn't feel like I was giving myself enough rest. And so I was like, okay, even if I do a little bit, nothing like super brutal yoga, but just like enough to maybe have a little bit of a sweat and to feel like, okay, it feels good. And just to keep my flexibility for karate, because I've seen some people in karate, and I'm not making fun of them or anything, but some of them who are not flexible, they hurt themselves, or then or it's like, oh, I hurt my mom, or I hurt this leg, or it's like, you gotta stretch. And like, you gotta be more flexible. Even if you're just doing dynamic stretching, so you're not hurting your muscle growth and whatnot. And it's like, gotta do something. It's like, some people come in, it's like, I didn't warm up. And it's like, if I didn't warm up, I feel like I shot my arm across the bag. Holy crap.
Right. Listen, on your spasms, I would recommend castor oil. I would go buy some organic castor oil and rub it on your back. Watch in 2 days how relaxed your body is, your back. You won't get those spasms. Castor oil, it's a very big thing today, is castor oil.
Is it expensive?
Nah, you could buy it for like, I think, $20, $20, $25. But I strongly recommend castor oil.
I'll check it out.
All right.
Thanks for sharing that with me.
You're welcome, Jimmy. You're welcome.
So my next question for you is, in your opinion, how can people start working out and having fun with it? Because one of the sayings on my at the wall on one of the walls at karate is like, working out doesn't have to be a chore. Have fun with it.
Right. Exactly. And good question. All right. So for guys, I wrote a book, right? Here's my book, Jimmy. How to increase testosterone in action, right?
Yep.
So a guy, he should go get his testosterone level checked. Now, you know, the reason why I say it, because if it's below 300 nanograms, that's why he's not working out. He's tired, fatigued, pressed. So testosterone plays a big factor in your motivation. You know, and us guys, we need testosterone. We need it for muscle, you know, maintaining your muscles. We need it for brain fog. So I would go get my testosterone level checked first and see where I'm at. If you're below 300, you need to go on a program. And I recommend a natural program. Don't start taking steroids, you know, testosterone shots. I don't recommend that. I'm not saying you have to go buy my book, but do your research. My website is healingwarriors.com. Everything's on my website of how to increase testosterone naturally. I'm also a coach. I coach people, you know, during the week. So to stay happy at the gym, first you got to get your testosterone level checked. You know, for women, they have to work on estrogen. Okay, we don't want estrogen. That's a woman, a hormone. We don't want that. So yeah, so that's how you get started.
I think for a few tips on my end, I would say, if you don't feel like forking over money for a gym membership, I would say try something online. One of my online platforms I use is called FitOn. It's free, or there's a membership for $30 a year that you can mention. You got a lot of meals plans. You may have this, depending on if you have resistance bands or you want weights. Resistance bands, at least you can't cheat with them. I tried cheating with it. It does not work very well.
Really?
I was like, I can't cheat with this. So my resistance band that I have, it comes with two handles. It's adjustable. It's adjustable to like 150 pounds.
Right.
Not that he is 150 pounds, but I was like, just in case if I ever need this. In total, it was like $20 off of Amazon, 25 maybe something on Amazon's.
Right. And
that's what I would say. Try an online platform and maybe resistance bands if you don't feel like spending a gym membership, because like, you know, some people don't feel like spending $100 a month or $10 a month to drive to their gym, especially in the cold weather, versus, hey, you know, I can work out in my house. And for people who might say, I don't have room in my house. Okay, before we move on to the episode, just picture this real quick. In my room, here's the bed on the left, on the right. What's on the screen, and then my desk takes up most of the room. So just in between that is like about 14 inches of space. If I can work out in 14 inches of space, no one has an excuse.
Exactly. You know, there's an old saying, if you have a floor in your house, start doing push-ups. Turn around and start doing sit-ups or crunches. As long as you've got a floor, you can exercise.
Exactly. See, this is why I like you. We both have the same exact mindset.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. And you know what, Jimmy? I'm going to add something else. If you eat healthy, you'd be surprised how much fuel and energy you feel by eating healthy. When you eat unhealthy, it's like, let's go back to the car metaphor. The car doesn't run right when you're not eating healthy. So your body's not going to run right. So if you're eating healthy, Watch how much energy and fuel your body gets. So you get on your bicycle and you go and do push-ups on your little 14-inch floor that you got. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I can even attest to that quite a bit because there, when I eat too many junk food and too many processed foods,
right,
and like or like something from the can or whatnot, too much sodium for me, I get very, very bad headaches. I mean, they're not even migraines, but they're just like so bad. I was like, oh, that doesn't feel good at all.
Right, right. I agree with you. I agree. So don't go near it. Don't do it.
Yeah. So now I keep it at a very arm's length. And only once in a blue moon, I might treat myself to something like that. But other than that, I'm like, I don't need it. It's like, now that the only times when I seem to get a headache is when I'm like, sometimes if I'm overly stressed, if I'm just overly processing too much information,
right.
I get information overload quick.
Right, right, right. I understand.
That's what I said to the sales associate in the store today. It's like, can you help me find this stuff? Because it's like, I hate shopping. She's like, I think everybody hates shopping. It's like, but other people make it look so gosh darn easy.
Right.
If it's like food shopping, I got the whole grocery store down by, it's like, oh, I know where that is. I know where that is. Clothes shopping, don't even get me started.
Right. Okay. All right.
So my next question for you is, what got you into coaching?
Coaching baseball or coaching people?
Both.
Coaching baseball, I really didn't know that I was going to coach baseball. There's like a little story behind it. I played for this league, you know, all elite players. And the president of the league had came to me and said, Chris, we got to shut down the senior division baseball. I said, why? He says, we have no money to support it. I said, well, how much do you need? His name is Bobby. I said, how much do you need, Bobby? And he told me how much he needed. So I said, all right, let me go to my car and write you a check. So I wrote him a check. He started crying. I said, no need to cry. He said, I didn't expect this. So I said, well, here's the check. Now what? Now you could buy uniforms, balls, baseballs. You could support them, pay the umpires. What else do you need? He goes, we need a coach. I said, oh, are you kidding me? He said, no. I said, all right, I'll coach the team. And that's how I became a coach in baseball. I coached them. They won 3 championships back to back to back, 3 years in a row.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was really pretty intense. There's newspaper articles on my website. There's a whole story behind it. Yeah, it was pretty intense. I enjoyed myself doing that. And to answer your question about coaching people, I'm part of a movement, Jimmy. My part of the movement is to be healthy. Growing old is a choice. You want to sit on the couch, eat popcorn, watch, you know, 5 movies, drink Coca-Cola, Pepsi? That's your life. Or what I do is I coach people not to do that. I coach them to have fun the way I have fun. Maybe they'll see the light too.
I definitely agree with that because, like, you know, I say to people when they come on my show, I always tell them, but it's like, you know, what people want to do with their lives is up to them. I'm not a person to judge. I've been judged pretty much since the day I was born.
Right.
Why am I going to do that to others? I'm not going to judge. I'm going to tell you, like, hey, you know, it's not all about being skinny and muscular. It is about being more healthy, mindfulness of what you're eating, not preaching this to you. I'm just sharing you my story, other people's story. So take it, don't take it, whatever. I'm no criticism or judgment by me.
Well,
I only judge myself by the people, what I look like in the mirror. And I'm not like critical about like my appearance or anything, but I was like, when I knew when I gained that extra 12 pounds because of stress and everything else during the last semester, I was like, I don't like this feeling of this extra weight on me. And I was close to where I started when I 3 pounds short of where I started from when I first started. So I was like, I told myself and I promised myself I would never, ever, ever get back to ever again.
Good for you.
And I almost slipped, and it's like, no. And it's like, once the semester is over, it's like, it's done. Hell.
Well, you know what? Let's go to self-care and self-love. To be healthy, you don't have to have big muscles. You don't have to have all that. You have to be healthy inside. So go back to self-love. Do you love yourself? That's what I never ask people or talk to people unless they want to talk to me about health. I never bring it up. If somebody's overweight and they come to me for help, I'll talk to them. But I don't walk up to somebody that's overweight and start talking to them, hey, you want to get healthy? I never do that. I stay away from that. You know why? That only causes a problem. So if you want the help, you contact me and I'll help you. That's how I operate. So let's go back to self-love. You gotta love yourself. You love the car that you drive every day? Do you put good oil and good gas in that car? I'm sure you do. Do the same thing with your body.
Definitely. It's kind of like somebody doesn't like cars. It's kind of like if somebody likes computers, it's like, well, do you have a case for your computer? How's that?
Headache.
Well, if you have all this other stuff protected and whatnot, warranty, I mean, like security stuff on your computer, it's like, well, how about you take care of your body too?
Right. You only have one life, Jimmy. You don't get two lives. You get one life. So it's how you treat it. So eating healthy, exercise, being kind, love yourself before you love somebody else. Those are all the things about living once. This is one time in a lifetime. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others. And that's how I live my life. I'm 65. Before I die, I hope a lot of people listen to this podcast and they get a little bit out of it. They don't have to get the whole thing. Just get a little glimpse of what you and I are discussing.
Yeah, and you know, I always say on the show that, health and wellness doesn't have to cost a whole fortune. Like, I actually added up the prices the other day because, food price is high, etc. And I was like, if I cooked a whole meal for myself, it cost probably like maybe 20, 30 something bucks for one person, give or take, because because most likely when you open a chicken package, your package of chicken, you're probably going to cook all of them anyway, just so you have leftovers. But anyway, because I've been eating these frozen healthy meals called Healthy Choice meals from my grocery store. And each box is like $4 to $8. I mean, $4 to $5 each. And I know it's only for one meal or two meals a day, like for lunch or dinner. And even if I eat two of them for either meal or both meals or whatever, it still costs more cost effective than it is for a whole meal. Because, like, think about it. Let's say, for instance, one recipe calls for like tomato paste. You have to buy this huge big tube, or that tube, whatever. Whatever inflation's looking like these days, like this big or this big.
That's true.
And then, like, meat is so gosh darn expensive these days. So I was like, well, what's kind of cool about these meals is like you get your proteins, you get your carbohydrates, you get your vegetables, all in this like circle or square container, and there's your meal. And I was like, There's not much you can eat on $4 these days.
No, I don't think so.
And it's actually made with real chicken, so it's
Right.
I did read the ingredients.
Okay, good. Good. Good.
And according to one of my other apps on my phone that I do scan barcodes to see if it's healthy or not,
Right.
it gave me a green light. So it's like, it's good. I was like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know how 100% accurate it is. I don't know how accurate it is, but I was like, well, it gave me green, so I'm gonna go with it.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Again, I mean, I'm not eating them every day for every single meal, but it just like, just because, I used to like to be, I used to like to cook and everything, but now just like everything's so expensive. Like, just for this one recipe, it's like $30. Holy crap. And it's like, I could eat a couple of meals for the next couple of days.
Okay, good. That's good.
I was like, oh, I'm tired of seeing the big grocery store.
Good.
Like, tired.
Are you taking any supplements?
Yeah, I have put my protein drink right now at the currently vitamins.
Good.
Just because, and one thing I look at for in vitamins, I always look for USP because they have stricter guidelines than the FDA.
Right.
I don't know how stricter, but that's what I've heard. And I kind of, USP has only one functionality versus the FDA. Not picking on the FDA, but just saying that they have many, they do food, drug, and everything else. And it's like, well, if they too have too many titles, they have something suffers.
Right. I recommend buying organic supplements. If you can buy organic supplements, you're better off than regular supplements.
Yeah, I haven't found. I don't think the stores that I go to at the moment that has organic. There is a Whole Foods, but
Yeah, Whole Foods is good. Yeah,
yeah.
I that's where I shop. I also shop on Amazon. Amazon, you could look through them. There's a lot of organic products, supplements you could buy on Amazon.
Yeah, right now I've been getting my supplements at Costco, and I go, I haven't found a lot of USP verified stuff, but when I do, I tend to go for those just because of higher restrictions, a
Right.
little bit higher. Again, I don't have high because
Okay.
not in that department. if only.
Right. Well, I want to recommend to your audience, if they can get on taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, taurine, it's a great supplement for men.
What does it do?
It's good for the nervous system. It'll provide energy. It increases testosterone. It's good for obesity. If you're overweight, take taurine. Prevents cardiovascular, regulates metabolism. It's one supplement I strongly recommend is taurine.
Good to know.
And
One thing I've I started taking vitamins again because there was a while that I decided not to take vitamins. And the reason why I got into vitamins because I admit, even though I am a lot healthier than what I was years ago, it was, let's just say, I admit that I don't always get all my fruits and vegetables every single day. I was like, okay, if I can get a little help from this, not fully rely on it, but just a little help is like every bit counts.
Right.
Because I admit, because like, what if I'm like traveling for work and whatnot? Oh, I didn't have all my fruits and vegetables. I need something.
Right. You mentioned protein shake, right? Yeah. In that protein shake, right? When I made mine, I had pumpkin seeds because they're high in zinc, cashews because they're high in protein and minerals. So I throw a lot of nuts. Brazilian nuts, all in my protein shake, strawberries, blueberries, banana. I make like a meal out of my protein shake. So basically, you can have a tall protein shake for lunch, and you could just go on to dinner later. You don't have to prepare no lunch. It's like a lunch.
Yeah, for me, I have the shake mix, meal replacement shake mix.
Yeah.
I'm actually considering I might stop it soon, just because it's, I wouldn't say it's super expensive, but it's pricey depending on people's financials. None of my business or anything, but it's like auto payment and whatever you want to call it. It's like, I think it's like $74 a month, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
So 28 servings, not the best. So it doesn't give you, let's say there's like 30 days in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Because I only have it once a day, I tend to get through a month. I tend to let it go. It gets to me into the next month and the month after, etc. Mm-hmm. And I have had it on a couple of them. So now I can bring some back and forth to the shore.
Right.
I don't know if I want to keep up with it, just because it is pricey. And I was like, well, you know what? I could save some money here, and I could just make my own shakes from this protein powder that we already have. That's like,
right, as you and I do. You don't need to buy the, just stay on the protein powder.
Yeah. And I mean, and like I said, I've been kind of waiting back and forth, because every time when I see that, it's like, hey, this shipped and it's $74. And then I said to myself, I'm like, if I was living on my own, would I be paying for this at the moment? And I was like, probably not.
Right.
There's this one big jar that I got from Amazon. It's like a little bit $100, but it's like 5 pounds versus 28 servings. It's like $100 mm-hmm. for 74 or 74 for 28.
Right.
Oh, easy math.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, so I just had to share that just. And then now that I said that on my head, it kind of now makes even more sense for me. Okay. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
So my next few questions for you is, who's your favorite podcaster and why? And feel free not to say me.
My favorite podcaster is my wife.
She has a podcast?
She has a podcast. My wife's podcast is A Quest for Well-Being. It's all about health, well-being, grief, loss, people who lost others. Shamans are on her podcast. I think she has 1,300 episodes published on her website.
Jeez.
Yeah, she did a lot of man. Yeah. So she's my favorite podcaster. I also like Joe Rogan.
She makes me look bad. I only have almost 80 episodes.
That's okay. You keep going. You'll catch up. Keep going.
Yeah, I know. I said to people, like, the reason why I only do it once a month is because I said it's a marathon, not a sprint. And how likely am I to burn out monthly if I do it? If I did it monthly, would I burn out more, or would I not burn out much in a month? And I was like, okay, let's do month first. If I do weekly, how can I consistently do that? Because I'm still in college at the moment. So if I do it weekly, I'm afraid I would put too much on my plate, and then I can't do it. And then I was like, monthly, at least I can play around with the dates. It's like, oh, well, I have something to do over here for school or something else. Oh, well, I can just switch. Whoop. Really quick.
Okay, good. How's your audience? You got a big audience?
Yeah, at the moment I have around 300 a month.
Okay, good.
I almost, beginning of this year, I was 200 shy away from 1,000 a month.
Okay.
I was kicking myself in the behind. It's like, if only it wasn't for that math semester, I would have gotten that 200 freaking
Wow,
extra
that's
dollars.
so funny.
I keep on having this aftermath. No pun
That's okay.
intended.
Yeah. You're a good host. You're a good host.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. You're welcome.
So my last question for you is, where can
Sure.
people follow you and find you and learn more about who you are and what you do?
Okay. Well, you can go to my website. It's healingwarriors.com. All the information is on my website. I think my phone number. I'm on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. There'll be a lot of content on my YouTube channel. I do demonstrations of, how to work out with a hernia. I wrote a book on hernia without surgery. Most people get a hernia, they run and they go get surgery. I got a hernia 14 years and I self-healed. So, and I wrote a book about it, because I don't want people running to go and get surgery right away. So yeah, to answer your question, I'm on Instagram, YouTube channel, healingwarriors.com is my website, and everything is there. All the links are there to contact me.
Awesome. I'll put that on the show notes.
Thanks.
And I would definitely love to have you back on my show again at some point because I really enjoyed our conversation. And I definitely think we have more to talk about, especially because, but unfortunately, we can talk about fitness all day. Damn, I would love to.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on our show, Jimmy. And just keep in touch. You know how to follow me on Instagram.
Definitely. And I'll follow you and I'll stay in touch.
Okay, thank you so much, Jimmy.
Have a good rest of your day.
Okay, you too now.
Bye. So that's all the time we have for today. If you enjoyed the show, let me know. Leave us a review. Let me know what you think. In the meantime, if you want to follow me on social media, you can follow me at Jimmy Clear Speaker on Facebook and Instagram, and Jimmy Clear Speaker on Twitter. You can follow Crazy Fitness Guy at Crazy Fitness Guy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can make sure you follow the Weekly Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Blast Radio. And once this episode goes live, you can listen on Apple, Google, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcast. And if you want to help support the show and help keep the show up and running, subscribe to Crazy Business Guys Premium Podcast to get behind-the-scenes access, listen ad-free, and you get exclusive merch, exclusive access to our Discord server, which gives you extra more features than Facebook crappy groups. Or did I say that on live? Oh no, that's how I think about Facebook. And make sure you check out the Crazy Fitness Guy's mall at mall.crazyfitnessguy.com to check out all the stuff, swag, the podcast, the premium podcast, and other stuff on the mall. Everything in one place. In the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated. And I'll be back for another brand new episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Health Room Podcast / Regal Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. In the meantime, peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Crazy Fitness Guy Elite. We're honored to have you as part of our audience. If you're looking for a more immersive experience, we invite you to join our private community, where you'll get exclusive access to Jimmy Clare, expert guests, and a community of high achievers. Click the link in our show notes to learn more and apply. Don't forget to leave a review and let us know what you thought of this episode. Your feedback matters.
Hey, this is Jimmy Clare, and I just want to say thank you for being a loyal and supportive Crazy Fitness Guy premium podcast subscriber. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Without you, our show wouldn't be possible, and we wouldn't still be standing today. Thank you for your support and everything that you have done over the years to keep us in business. Thank you.